Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Twitter claims 175 million users, everyone from actor James Franco's grandma Mitzi to President Obama. And now me, you can follow me at Here Now, Robin, though I'm not sure it's going to be quite as exciting as William Shatner or Rainn Wilson, the actor from The Office, who recently tweeted, "If Snooki gives birth to the Antichrist, I'll be all I told you so." Wilson is one of the 140 top tweeters of 2012, according to Time magazine. Allie Townsend is social media editor for Time. She joins us from their studios. And by the way, she's on Twitter at Allie Townsend. And Allie, you helped compile this list based on what? Because we understand it's not on the number of followers.
No, it's not on the number of followers. I think that there are a lot of other indicators that tell us who's using social media well. And one of those things is engagement. We focused a lot on people who are not only putting things out into Twitter, but are also saying things back. They're having conversations.
So pick one.
I think Andy Borowitz is probably a great example. Yeah. He responds. He's hilarious. But he's also conversational, and that's important. People want to participate.
By the way, we read Andy Borowitz's tweets a lot on the air because he is such a social commentator. And you've broken the tweeters into different categories. You have humor, you have culture and underculture. Sesame Street, they send out great tweets purportedly from, you know, the Muppets, and art style, photography, tech and geek. Then you've got experts. Expert in what?
You know, we have professors from Princeton. We have professionals at NASA. We have international relations experts. So much information comes from a lot of different directions, and these are the group of people that we really think you can get just pure information and data from.
Well, for instance, you've got Neil deGrasse Tyson, obviously such a well-known authority on space, Bill Nye the Science Guy, the Library of Congress. But then John Hodgman. John Hodgman was the PC in the Mac ads.
He was PC, and he has a really wonderful way of opening conversations, and I think that's what made him perfect for our list.
He's about 700,000 followers, and the tweet that you pick is he's in an airport, and he says, "I'm so mad that I've not been able to get a picture of this sparrow in the Orlando airport. This is going to end up with me in jail." You know, not some heavy social commentary. I mean, some of the others under the expert category are tweeting about Syria or Iran or women's rights. He's what? A sparrow in an airport.
He is someone who we follow because he's entirely relatable. He seems like a really down-to-earth person who's able to have conversations well.
Let's pick some more out. In the sports section, you've got Tim Tebow. Here's one of his. "Praise the Lord. Couldn't be any prouder of my teammates for believing in each other till the very end." That was from December. And then there's Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal. You say it's hard to match the randomized brilliance of Shaq's tweets. Why?
Shaq is kind of unique because he does not have much of a filter. And I think people really love getting to know the person behind this sports superstar.
Here's his tweet about the Knicks' Jeremy Lin. "Lindarella story of the year. Jeremy Lin has lingle-handedly played Lensational, incredible. I am Lin-pressed. All he does is Lin, and then GDJIB, good job," I think.
I think that's probably it.
Sneaking in at the end there. Michelle Obama, Barack Obama are there. And this is a question that I have. How do you know it's them tweeting?
Their campaign staff does tweet for them. They sign off on personal tweets. When the president is tweeting, he will sign the end of the tweet with a B-O. And that's a really nice way to let people know this is the president tweeting, because we understand that he has a country to run. He's not going to tweet every day himself from his account.
Is it the same for Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, who are also in your politics category?
Their staffs do run their Twitter feeds. And actually, I'm really impressed by Newt Gingrich's feed. He was also on our list last year, and when he has something to say, Twitter is one of the first places that he pushes that out.
And there are others, as we said, under experts and politics. You have people tweeting about foreign affairs and international events. We have people that we would know, Yoko Ono, Seth Meyers, Steve Carroll. Pick one, though, a non-celebrity, who's just sort of suddenly made it, you know, crafted a life for themselves and a certain celebrity because of their tweets?
I think that's probably Kelly Oxford. She's a mother of three who has a Twitter account. But she's been able to carve out such a wonderful dialogue day to day. She is hysterical. She is witty. She is smart. She is also an established writer, and she's worked on screenplays and TV shows. It's also great because I think we portray mothers in a very demure light sometimes, and she's kind of breaking that. You know, she's the anti-mommy blogger, and it's refreshing to see that.
The sound you just heard was thousands of moms across the country saying, "Where is that Twitter account? I want to hear it." What else do tweets get someone? I mean, if you have a blog, you might sell advertising space on it eventually if you get enough followers. What happens for tweets?
Well, I mean, if you're Steve Martin, you get a book deal. He published an entire book of his tweets. Tim Pool, who is a young independent journalist, he's someone who used his Twitter account and a live stream to take us inside the Occupy Wall Street movement. He was in the center of it, and we started looking to him to provide us with firsthand accounts.
Have you heard from anybody who, you know, we know people who are getting off of Facebook, for instance. They've just had it. They can't keep up with it. Has that started to happen yet for Twitter, people shutting it down because it's too much?
I don't know about people shutting it down. I think that we are seeing there's a lot of noise. And this is one of the reasons why we like to produce these lists, is because we can help people cut through that noise and focus in on the people who are really, really using Twitter in informative ways. I think people start to get into trouble when they wind up following 1,200 accounts and all of a sudden they find reading their Twitter stream unmanageable day to day.
Allie Townsend, social media editor for Time Magazine on their top 140 Twitter feeds of 2012. Allie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And a quick programming note, Mother's Day is coming, and we're looking for recipes from mom. We'll be talking with Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst about recipes handed down from moms, grandmoms. For Here Now, senior producer Kathleen McKenna, it was her late mom's Irish soda bread. Producer Emiko Tamagawa treasures her late mom's German apple cake recipe. For me, it's my late mom's tuna noodle casserole with potato chips on top. Share your family's recipes at herenow.org. Just click on Recipes from Mom on the right-hand column. And if you happen to have handwritten recipes, you know, maybe scrawled on index cards, snap a picture, send them as well at hereandnow.org.